big black jacked up truck, rolling on 35s, pretty girl by my side. You got that suntan skirt and boots, waiting on you to look my way and scoot. Your little hot self over here, girl, hand me another beer. Up a little catfish dinner, gonna sound like a winner when I lay you down and love you right. Yeah, that's my kind of night. I sit down on my diamond plate tailgate, put in my country ride hip hop mixtape, a little Conway, a little T-Pain, I might just make it rain. Up a little moonlight, you know I know what you like. Yeah, all them other boys wanna wind you up and take you downtown, but you look like the kind that likes to take it way out. I wear the cornrows, row, row, row my boat, floating down the Flint River. Catch us up a little catfish dinner, gonna sound like a winner when I lay you down and love you right.
My goodness, what a silly way to start things off. Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 304. I'm your host, Sid Souter. Started things off there with Bonnie Prince Billy with the track That's My Kind of Night. That is a cover of the Luke Bryan song. If you're not familiar with the original, just means you're not familiar with new country, and that's probably for the best. You can find that cover on the All Covers EP, Barely Regal, which came out with select copies of the Singer's Grave, A Sea of Tongues album that came out September of this year on Drag City. I think select copies of that album came with the bonus EP. Mine didn't, but I did track it down recently, and I'm glad I did. There are some very entertaining covers on there, and that man works hard to own a song. You can't really tell how serious he is about things. Seems like he really is into that song. Anyway, we got lots of music for you. You got 8 tracks today, so it's a little longer than usual, which means you get more, you know, pop or punk or something that's quick and hard-hitting. Just like this first track, this is The Bangs with the song Call on Me.
Take up these of everything you see. I know the world's left. song. It's a very pretty strain. Are you getting kind of thrilly? I think it's getting chilly, but something good will come.
When you're strolling through the Wares's, you need a Whose's to lean upon. But if you've got no Whose's to hug and what's this, gosh darn, oh. Would you like to take a walk?
Yes, I would. It's gonna rain.
Wow. Ain't you sick of television?
Yeah, I wish that I was fishing.
Something good will come from there. Something good will come from there.
Oh, a nice little set there from some lovely ladies, starting things off with the Bangs, or as they soon became the Bangles. That song is Call on Me, which is the B-side of the band's very first single released in 1981. You can't track that one down anymore, but you can track down Ladies and Gentlemen, the Bangles, which was just self-released by the band on their own Down Kitty Records, November 27th. It is a collection of their first single, their first EP, and then some odds and ends, including some demos and some radio bits they recorded as well. And if you're interested in that band's early history, as you should be, because there's some great pop there and part of that Paisley Underground scene of California. Pick that one up. You can get that directly from the band's website. After that, we heard from I Carmella, which is a new band based in London, featuring Carmella from Color Me Wednesday and Sam from Color Me Wednesday and someone else from some band I don't know, but I'm sure she's in another band because everyone in that scene seems to be in at least two or three. That song is called Don't Congratulate Me for Mediocrity. That is on the band's new two-song single, Dog Tired, and that is the B-side there, just self-released on December 6th. And then we ended things off there with a track from She and Him with the song Would You Like to Take a Walk? That is from the band's new album Classics, which came out December 2nd on Columbia Records, the band making that jump to major label. And it is all classics, as the title suggests there. That one, I think, from about 1930 from the musical, Lowdown, Sweetened, I don't know. It's from a musical in 1930 that I would have been able to name a few minutes ago, but now I can't. I should prepare for these things, write things down, take notes. But that's just not the way of the podcast. The podcast, otherwise, is pretty simple. Every week, I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. It's pretty simple, right? If I get good music, then I make a good podcast, and you come back week after week and listen for more and more. If I make bad choices, well, I've goofed up, but hopefully we'll get through it together and come out all the better for it on the other side. Let's jump into some new music here. I've got a track from Trash Kit. This song is called Teeth.
Thank you.
my goodness. I don't think you can guess who that one is. That was Mogwai with the track Teenage Exorcist. That's on the band's new EP, Music Industry 3, Fitness Industry 1. That was just self-released on their own Rock Action label on December 1st. Band, of course, out of Scotland, doing their own thing for so long. And boy, that one is just a big shift. And I guess that's the fun thing about EPs, right? You can take tracks that don't fit the normal mold and throw them out there and see how things go. That is the most lyrical track they've ever done. Just straight up lyrics all the way through, singing, crazy. Good stuff. And actually, there's an excellent kind of, if you want that throwback Mogwai, quiet, quiet, loud, oh my God, so loud. There's one of those tracks on there as well, throwing things way back there. So you get a little bit of everything from Mogwai on that EP. I'm a big fan of that one. Before that, we heard from The Drink with the track Microsleep. That is on the band's new album, Company, which just came out December 1st on Melodic Records. It's actually from the band's EP that came out in, I think, April of this year. They released three EPs, and those three EPs are collected as this full-length album, Company. But I doubt you have the first three EPs anyway, so just pick up this album and you'll be very happy you did. They're just fantastic tracks from start to finish from this new London band. And speaking of London, we started things off in that set with Trash Kit with the song Teeth. That is on the album Confidence, which came out also on December 1st on Upset the Rhythm. That is a band based out of London, as I mentioned there. And again, a very solid album from them, doing so many things so well, and not really blowing minds like, you know, maybe if they were the Slits in 1978, but such a very good thing here for 2014. One of the last few weeks of 2014. We have to talk about that soon, I suppose. Anyway, let's wrap things up. You've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 304. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media outlets, including Twitter, at Sid Much Rock. Nothing new on the website this week, and I'm not even going to talk about the concert calendar because I've just been working and it's no fun. But I'm moving in January down a little closer to Boston, kind of the Danvers area, Pivity, that'll give me a better line into the city to see shows and not stranded up here at the main border, which is sad because I still didn't even see a single show in Portland. And I thought, I'm going to drive up to that grimy metal venue in Portland and see a show someday. But I never did, and now it's too late. Anyway, one track left for you. This is Vic Goddard and the Subway Sect. This is the song The Devil's in League with You, and this is on the band's, let's call it new album, a 1979 Now, just released October 6th on AED Records. Band, of course, part of the original punk explosion in London in 1977. This album, however... Last year, a couple years ago, they released an album called 1978 Then, which was basically taking an album that was never released, re-recording that, and putting it out. It was an album set to release in 1978 that just never happened. Around 1979... Vic Goddard put together demos for what would be a new album after being very influenced by Northern Soul, and those demos never went anywhere. One was actually picked up later and recorded by, Mr. Orange Juice. But those demos never went anywhere until this year or last year, a couple years ago. It took him a while to put this together. He got together bits of the original Subway Sect and recorded the 1979 album that should have happened. It's called 1979 Now, and it just came out. And it is great. It kind of reminds me of the... first album by Dexys, which is a gem. This one, of course, is not up to that level because very, very few records can even come close to competing with this one. But it does have that, what if post-punk really took a big bite of Northern Soul? What would have it sounded like instead? And this song here is a very good example of what could have happened. And what happened in very few bands, but this one was a good one at that one. I'm rambling. Let's finish this up. Thank you very much for listening to Too Much Rock. One track left for you, Vic Goddard and Subway Sect with The Devil's in League with You. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.
Every night she takes out the needle to draw the blood from my vein. The priest is running.
tell me I'm evil, but I look on the Bible as profane. I lived a long, long time in a forest. I lived a long, long time in a forest.